11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch
begins now.
And it begins with some Giannis talk. Now, I don't want to be that guy. And let's be honest, frequently I am that guy who annoys people. But I don't want to be the guy who, well, we got to talk Giannis because, well, everybody's talking about Giannis, which is a lot of hot air at this point because no one knows, right? We don't know. He doesn't even know. He's just open-minded, reportedly. But Brian Windhorst, as Jesse writes in the rundown, whose weight does not need to be mentioned during this analysis, said something interesting.
Just wait a second. Why did you bring that up, Jesse?
Because you felt the need to bring it up the other day when we were talking about Giannis and Windy and speculation about his future. You may recall that you said, you know, heavy set fella and so on and so forth. And we didn't need to do that. So we're
right,
not.
Fair enough.
We're not doing that this time.
But you just did by not.
Well, I did. And I would just say
Jason
this.
Did.
I would not have brought up his weights in any way because I'm a heavier set guy too. I wouldn't have brought it up though. But Jesse wrote specifically that it didn't need to be brought up, so I brought it up by pointing out that Jesse wrote that it didn't have to be brought up.
Okay.
He was on Sportsmanlike this morning, and Jesse and I, having listened to it, when I wasn't watching GMA, which I missed the big interview with Bill Belichick. Did he talk about his 24-year-old girlfriend on Good Morning America? I don't know. I missed it. But
why does that bother everybody so much?
I don't know. I think it's bothersome.
It's fascinating.
No, I think what
is
it?
I think what it is,
in my opinion. What,
De Niro is dating some, he had a kid at like 80. Like that to me, having a kid at 80, dating a 25-year-old is a 70-something. Like, to me, De Niro's story should be a heck of a lot more talked about than Bill Belichick.
I don't want to speak for the people that find it interesting. I'm not among them, but I do believe...
You just brought it up, so...
No, I was bringing up Good Morning America because that's where I normally do my prep work, as I've discussed on the show.
Well,
and
I'm
missed
well
this interview. I think what's interesting is that he seems like such a control freak and someone who is so about all the minute details. No one tells Bill Belichick what to do. And then you have this 60 Minutes interview and you have these other things where it seems now because he's with a woman who's 24 years old, she's kind of running his operation. And that seems odd that someone who would not let anybody tell him what to do is now, because he's with a very young lady, is now being told what to do.
Slippery slope. This little conversation is going down. I think most of us understand how the world works sometimes, Jason. I think Jake, we all understand. Oh, he's a control freak. Oh, he's a. It might not
until
be the
he's
only.
Not.
Control out of stuff. There's all kinds of stuff that you get into. Bottom line is he going to end up coaching at North Carolina? All that other stuff is fun, Us Weekly type stuff, not really pertinent in when it comes to football.
I hope they're happy together. I'm
sure you don't.
I'm sure their relationship is predicated purely on love and mutual respect. All right,
I'm glad you feel that way.
I do. Yes.
You ever wonder what they talk about though?
Whoa, like
you think
Nelly. I don't.
You think they're talking about like the three technique at North Carolina? All right, you got to get this.
I don't wonder what they talk about. I don't care what they talk about.
What, you just brought it up.
I brought up Good Morning America.
Well, Good Morning America didn't. What I would have not known that Bill Belichick was on there talking about his girlfriend.
I don't know if he did because I missed it.
Well, so how did we get here then? I know I didn't.
Because I didn't watch Good Morning America this morning because I saw Unsportsmanlike and I saw Windy and what he said that Jesse will play right now.
I don't think it's 100% he's leaving Milwaukee. Do I think it's maybe headed in that direction? Do I think it's more likely now than it's ever been? Yes. Do I think it's a done deal? No. But here's what I would say this. If Giannis were to call me up and ask for my consultation on what to do, I would probably advise him to leave Milwaukee, which I'd not say flippantly, but I would say east. Stay east. Look at the Western Conference. The Western Conference is a beast, and the number one pick just went to the West. The number two pick just went to the West. Those two teams are going to get stronger. If I were Giannis, I would say either Milwaukee is where I want to be, and I just want to be a Buck for life, or send me some team to the east.
Here's my issue, because I thought that was really interesting, and he used the same technique that I like to use, which is if Jair called me, my advice would be, even though both Windy knows that Giannis ain't calling and I know Jair ain't calling, where are you trading him in the East? And if you're the Bucks, is that where you want to be trading him to? Like, I felt, I don't know about you, but after hearing that, I know he says it's more likely than ever and that he would advise him to go. I'm convinced he's going to get to the end of the yellow brick road here, and he's going to realize that wherever he goes instead is probably not going to be guaranteed to be better, certainly not long-term, probably short-term, but I don't think Giannis thinks short-term. I think he thinks long-term. But where's he going to go in the East? They're going to trade him to Boston?
I think he should call Belichick's girlfriend up and ask her what he should do. What Windy just said there is nothing. There is nothing of any substance. He didn't talk to anybody. He is giving his personal opinion about what he might do if someone that is never going to call him calls him. There isn't any news
I
there.
Do that.
There's nothing there. So I don't get, like, what are we even doing? There's no news.
Jesse, I never said it was news. I said it was interesting.
He never said it was news. You thought it was news. You even asked before the top of the hour break,
is it breaking news?
And we said no, it's specifically not news.
So then what the hell are we talking about it for?
Well, you offered Giannis advice the other day. He's not going to call you and ask.
You don't know that.
Oh, I think I know that.
Brian Windhorst is one of the most respected. By your own accord, Brian Windhorst is one of the most respected NBA reporters in the game right now.
And heavy set.
He's very insightful. That's irrelevant. He's very insightful into the goings-on of LeBron James in player movement across the league. Mm-hmm. He called the move for the Jazz with the a couple of years ago. He's on stuff. So if he's saying stuff and speculating, usually it's worth at least considering what he
has
to
say. I'm not arguing that, but we're sitting here and acting like there's anything different. We got after it because Shams brought this up, and I think everybody that understands anything is looking at it saying this is a time everybody should evaluate the situation. What's happened the last 3 years hasn't worked for Milwaukee. They're paying a ton of extra money. You are fine doing that if you're getting results. You're not. So now, if I'm Giannis and I'm 30 years old, I see that, hey, I still have a career ahead of me, but I don't want to be sitting here in a rebuild and playing a year without my Robin next to me because his Achilles has popped. This is the time to do it. And I don't mind Windy, you know, going into where they should and shouldn't go. But I guess I just felt like you two – put this in a – you guys elevated this up to something that was bigger than it was. If it's just Windy saying, okay, great. This had the vibe to me as if this was some new information, which all I'm saying is it's not. I told you that the Brooklyn Nets were going to be interested. There is something there, and I'm not Windy, okay? The idea of going to Dallas, Houston, or San Antonio – because of the taxes, because of that is a component, and there's assets that the Bucks could get that would be very intriguing. Those are your options to me. You're looking at it. Giannis is going to drive the bus on this.
So you're saying that the Nets, because here are the 15 teams, including the Bucks, that are in the East. Stop me if I ever get to one that you're like, oh, if I was Giannis, that would make sense to me.
Okay, well, so here's – but before you even do that, this is the part that
– you weren't going to do that anymore.
I'm not going to disparage Windy. I'm not disparaging guys that haven't played, that cover sports, because There are many people are much better at it. I just saw Kevin Durant getting after somebody because they don't cover football and they don't do this. I don't buy into that philosophy. But what I do buy into is some people don't get the mindset. They think they do, but if you're not in the arena, you don't. Do you really think that Giannis Antetokounmpo, who believes in his mind he is the best player in the world, gives two rips about going to be the path of least? I'd rather go to Toronto and pay 100 times more in taxes because maybe the East is a little softer? Or do you think Giannis is looking like, I'm really good, and if I go play with AD in Dallas, we're going to be really good, we're going to win the whole blanking thing? You ever think he's looking at it and saying, boy, Wendy's right, the East is a little softer? That is not how Giannis Antetokounmpo will ever think. So that part is complete rubbish. And Wendy, rubbish. I don't know what the – Wendy has no – like, that is just not going to ever be a part of the DNA of championship big boy players.
Huh?
It
I
just
agree with
isn't.
You. Great point. Awesome point. I also
– oh, I don't know, boy. Brooklyn's in the Atlantic, and they're not – you think Giannis is breaking
Brooklyn's
down –
Brooklyn's in the Atlantic –
it's Atlantic division.
I know. I didn't expect you to be dropping divisions.
Do you really think that Giannis is going to get a spreadsheet out and break down, well, this team's kind of weak and they don't have a draft pick until the night.
Wait, is that your Giannis?
No, this is my Windy. This is my Windy. By Giannis being Windy. Giannis, you think Giannis is breaking down Orlando's compensatory picks that they might get, and oh boy, I don't want to be in that conference.
Oh my god! I'm sorry,
Orlando,
I'm not listening anymore because of your Giannis. Windy or, as Giannis, not, Giannis is I'm Windy. Not, Finkel is Einhorn.
I'm not going to go to New Orleans because it's west of the Mississippi. Like, what are we doing here? Like, come on.
Why does I've got a spreadsheet.
I'm like a goblin.
Just picture Giannis being afraid. Oh. And he's been MVP. He's just had his best statistical career ever. And you're telling me he is all, oh, I'm all shook up because, oh, Denver picked up a third wing that might be added to their rotation. And, oh, we just can't beat the Denver Nuggets because they added a third wing. Get out of Dodge with that loser's mentality. Come on.
Cavs could use him.
Oh, that Goldie, our teammate, saying they wouldn't trade Mobley for Giannis? Come on now. Oh, I'm exhausted. Oh. I'm going to sit back in my birdcage.
And have yourself a Coors Light while you're sitting in your birdcage.
You know Coors Light is brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. I can't go out there. They picked up a fifth swing guy. I can't go to Denver. That's out west. Yeah, east, young man. You ever hear any great frontiersmen say that? I didn't either. Coors Light brewed with...
are you talking to yourself now in your read? Did you ever hear any great frontiersmen say that?
No, I didn't either. This baseball game wrecked him last night.
I'm going to have some Coors Lights this afternoon while I'm playing golf, having a great time. And I'm going to celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Speaking of the baseball game, we will hear, the highlights.
The dumbest thing he's ever heard me say. Is how he teased
this. That's how it was teased. Yes, I can't wait to hear it.
I can't believe that whole ordeal there is something else.
Well, we'll all hear it together. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Save the Whoa, Nelly. I want to hear more because I did not get to watch the game from start to finish. So I'm sure I missed some pretty good lines in there from the play-by-play guy and the color analyst. But you can't have Tausch make a proclamation like he did and not pay off that tease. What did you call it? The stupidest thing ever said by a play-by-play announcer? Yes. I don't want to misquote you.
Yeah, and maybe I need to specify more. I know baseball's long. You know, high school games are 7 innings. Major league games, 9 innings. So there is a lot of time to have discussions, to have these conversations, to have thoughts, mm-hmm. to make takes, to have things said that are crazy. There's good storytelling. But I heard something last night that a play-by-play guy made a statement that I think universally everybody will say is the dumbest thing a play-by-play announcer has ever said in the history of PXP.
Well, you like that. I noticed you saw that from me in the YouTube comments, PXP.
Yeah, I like that. It was fun. And we appreciate it. We gave you a shout-out on air.
I heard it.
So, Jesse, without further ado, I will let you explain your stupidity take after we hear what I believe is the dumbest thing I've ever heard on a radio broadcast of a baseball game.
We join the action in the fourth inning after a hit-by-pitch for one of the Sun Prairie East batters.
Now, we don't joke about head injuries, but if you get hit in the arm or something, you say, we got ice. Find a way to get on base.
I actually always found getting hit in the helmet was the best place to get hit. We had a coach that told us that.
I disagree. It's got to be the tuchus.
The tuchus isn't bad either.
If you get drilled in the – why would you want to get hit in the head compared to getting hit in the tuchus?
By the way, foul ball here for Tristan Frey, the number 5 hitter standing in for Sun Prairie East.
Sometimes you say
– No, honest to goodness, I was sliding in from third going home one time, took a drill
You'd
shot
rather
from
have a kid throwing 90 miles an hour, drill you in the head.
There was a hard-throwing first baseman who threw one straight off the back of my helmet. It popped up, went over the net, out of play behind home plate. I didn't feel a thing.
I'm
hit me square on
this.
The helmet.
That might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
No,
you said some doozies.
Honest to goodness, the helmet is a great spot to get hit.
The helmet is a great spot to get hit.
So, Jesse, just so we're all on the same page. First off, Van Vogler, the cleanup hitter for Sun Prairie, his dad, Vogzy, is a frequent pickleball partner of mine. He gets hit in the head. Jesse thinks he got hit in the arm. So, again, our Vistage point one great last night. I say he got drilled in the head. So he goes down. So that starts the conversation. And then Jesse has the gall.
He didn't
to say,
go down. He was fine and started to take his base at first. And they said, hang on, let's just check, make sure
he was mad.
Concussion protocol.
First off, by the way, it was an 0-2 pitch. The guy drilled him in the head. But that I just
caught a break.
So
best
Jesse
place to get hit.
Jesse thinks he'd rather have Nolan Ryan throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and drill him in the head than to hit him in the tuchus. It's the best. He said this. It is the best place to get hit with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
I heard him.
Is the helmet. I can't think of something dumber
Kem,
for someone to
so
say.
So I did not say with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but thank you for.
And Nolan Ryan ain't throwing in the 100s anymore.
And I also didn't
How
say.
How do you know?
Because he's like 80 years old.
So what? Dude, he would throw 200 pitches a game. Nolan Ryan ain't built like everybody else. Nolan Ryan's special. Continue.
It's true. He's 78.
If I may.
Hopefully he's throwing his age.
I was at the Brewers-Marlins game several years ago when Giancarlo Stanton got hit in the head by a pitch, and it was a very scary situation. I am not arguing that getting hit straight on the head is a safe thing. That would be stupid.
It'd be one of the stupidest things ever said by a player.
Literally,
correct.
Literally verbatim what you just
no,
said.
No, what I Continue. Said verbatim was getting hit on the helmet is the best place to get hit, which is then what I said from my experience playing Little League Baseball, running home, got drilled, and I've been hit in the back. I've been hit on the leg. As an umpire, I've taken some hits different places, and they all hurt.
And the you-know-whats?
When you take one, and whether you're behind the plate.
No,
as
Jesse told me he didn't wear a cup in the ump, which
I
thought was
too,
crazy.
Yeah.
And I never took Seems one like in the you-know-whats. Never took one there. When You get hit square on the helmet, as I did, and this was a big kid that threw this. He was a play-at-home plate. I was sliding in, and he threw it a little off-kilter. He had a bunch of heat, didn't control it very well, went straight off my helmet, and went up and out of play. I didn't feel a thing because of the padding of the helmet and how safe it is. Boom, up, didn't feel it at all. And we had a coach who said, if you're going to lean into one, if you're going to get hit, sometimes it's better to duck down a little bit and take it off the helmet than it is to get hit in the neck or on the shoulder or anything like that. Helmet is a great spot to get hit.
That doesn't sound like great advice.
This was also, it was almost 20 years ago, so maybe things have changed.
And Little League, which might, the velocity might have been a little different than high school baseball.
Could be. Yeah. But it's the advice that I always follow.
I appreciate that you usually side with me, Jesse. Allegedly because you're afraid of me. But this one is a hard one to defend. The comp of the throw to the plate as you're sliding versus getting hit by a pitched, 85-mile-an-hour fastball. I'm glad that Tausch's buddy's son was okay. I also enjoyed that had a very Tom Brenneman feel to it, right? Where he's... I'm so very, very sorry. Right. I pride myself on being a man of faith. Because then he's in the middle of his apology when he says, and there's a drive into deep left field by Castellanos. And Jesse, while he's trying to explain why it's okay to get hit in the head, points out, and there's a foul ball by Smith or whatever he says there. That was the count that
took us. By the way, foul ball here for Tristan Frey, the number five hitter, standing in for Sun Prairie East.
Sometimes you say
something. No,
yes. No apologies necessary like Tom had to make, but the aside about the foul ball while Tausch is telling you you're an idiot was also enjoyable.
Not sure I'll ever put that headset on again.
Is it better to get hit in the headset or the you-know-whats? That was great. I would assume that was the low point of the broadcast.
No,
the first inning was by far the
first inning. It's 100% the low point of the broadcast.
Not even close.
Yeah, not even in the ballpark.
So we have some more of the highlights, if that's what I'm supposed to call them. Are there some more moments similar to this one too? Because that I'm all here for that.
There's one or two that we could definitely play if you're interested in such things.
I'm interested. Take over Woe Nelly.
You can watch the full game broadcast back on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. It is there. I think actually we had, because of that gust of wind that blew all my papers away, the top of the first inning got scrubbed from the reel. It's the lost inning. So the action is resumed in the bottom of the first with Sun Prairie East having a 1-0 lead. That's how the game starts on YouTube. So that for some reason, the 20 minutes of the top of the first inning where we had all our disaster, it was scrubbed from the reel.
I didn't do it.
It would just. I think we had an issue on site with the camera almost got tipped, which Tausch doesn't believe, all that stuff. So the top of the first went the way of the white buffalo.
All right. Well, we will hear some more of those highlights during Woe Nelly next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no reason not to celebrate.
Before we get to more of the highlights from the broadcast on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel of the Cardinals strikeout cancer game, Jesse, I'm just curious, how many chips do we have in the cheese fry helmet for this week's Vortex Golf?
Quite a few in there this week.
Yeah, we had a lot of correct answers. It was a good week.
Mm-hmm. Good week for the contestants. A lot of the veteran, a couple of first-time contestants, but also a lot of the wily old veterans coming back to play this week because this prize pack is so good. They might have taken some time off for a while, but they were back in it this week. So we draw our winner for the Vortex Golf Rangefinder and Swag Bag triple digits estimated retail price. This is a big prize, and it's coming the way of Jay in Pewaukee, yesterday's contestant.
Oh, I missed it.
He only got one question right yesterday.
Wow.
But as you said to another contestant earlier this week, Jason, all you need is one to be in. And that's all Jay had, and that's all he needed to win the Vortex Golf
prize pack. It's like the Mavericks winning the lottery. Or maybe not.
Kind of, yeah.
Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
What I learned in my experience last night is, number one, try to avoid calling games outside the press box. And number two, I think we all should have more appreciation for Matt LaPay.
Wow. Wow.
There was a moment when I called a high school football game with Dennis Semrau a few years back that we played on this show where he left me in the dust. There was a touchdown on the far end of the field. Edgewood was wearing jerseys you couldn't read very well.
I remember this clip.
I said, touchdown, Crusaders. Dennis said, did you see who that was? Well, in the bottom of the first inning last night, pivotal moment in the game it turned out to be, Jesse and Tausch on the call. Feinberg, line drive, left field. It's down for a base hit. Rounding third comes Look. Here's the throw. Cut off, throw home, and they got him by a mile.
Beautiful.
Down goes Look at home plate, and down goes Middleton in the bottom of the first. The final out made at the plate, trying to stretch
Who's
home from second.
Fielder?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Tell you this.
It might have been Sogstad out there.
Nice job by the left fielder of coming up. I think it was Soggy.
Soggy? Oh, Sogster.
It was Kloon.
First
it
inning.
Was
and it wasn't even right. Yeah, it was Alex Kloon who made the great play out in left field.
Mr. Well, that'll be a clip that his family will want to listen to
Mr.
many times.
Mr. Sun Prairie Baseball. I know, this team. Hey, who was that out there?
I couldn't tell because the jersey's embroidered. It was so... Listen, Jesse, the color guy is going to analyze what's going on. The play-by-play guy's got to know the names. They do. You know that. And you didn't. And I didn't want to put it on you, but you've got to give some love to the guy. He made a great throw. And again, the key, as I said, if you'd have kept letting the analysis go, you have to keep those throws low. You got to keep them low so that they can be cut. Tristan Fry does a nice job at third base. He's got his body turned the right way. So he catches, throws it home to Manny, the catcher, and boom, boom, boom. And a big play in that game. And I'll tell you what, Jesse was obsessed with the wind. The wind and how it affected the throws. He must have mentioned the wind and how much it would help throwing guys out, pitching, at least 100 times in that broadcast.
I don't know if you noticed, it was a significant factor for all involved in the game last night.
Including the announcer crew.
Oh, I don't know, except for the fact that the catcher was throwing into the wind, and he threw out everybody that stole last night.
Whoa, Nelly!
Did it really have that big of an effect? I don't know, Jim.
What do they say? Not only in broadcast booths, in radio shows, like always be there to cover for your other host. You know, if Jason has to step away, you want to make sure Tausch is able to riff for a second. If Jason's battling some technical issues, if Tausch disconnects, we're going to continue on without you. Or, leaves for the trivia segment. We're good, you know? So naturally, I would expect the same from you in our booth last night, right?
Yep.
Didn't get it.
I think because of our positioning here, as this game has gone on, it rained before we got started, and now the dirt starting to pick up.
Right?
No, I'm choking on it. I've been choking for an inning and a half here.
That's good stuff right there. That is, what exactly did you want me to do there? Did you want me
Say
to start calling
something
the pitches?
So I could go get the bottle of water.
I said, are you okay? you're gagging on dirt, man. I'm not sure. What the heck did you want me to do?
Provide analysis. Fill some airtime.
So, Jesse, the whole point of this montage, there was some really funny back and forth. Jesse is trying to make himself look good and bring me down in this montage that he's doing. I don't like that, Jesse. I don't like that one bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry. It wasn't just me. You threw other people under the bus during the broadcast last night as well.
Oh, great. Who else?
Gamboli's still out there on the mound for Sun Prairie East.
Well, Danny Hannon, who is a big-timer in the Sun Prairie youth baseball community, asks, can we position the camera a little higher to get more into the sun, Hunter? So, Dan Hannon from Bristol.
Danny in Bristol's been a great contributor to Wildy and Tausch over the years.
Give me some constructive feedback, Hunter. And Dan, just so I know you're listening, you got flipped off.
You are. You.
What?
Great to have you in the booth last night. That was fun. Everything
couldn't
I expected.
Couldn't you have copied Danny's text to you and then texted it to Hunter instead of saying it on the air?
What do you mean? You know why the
didn't even cross his mind.
Why would I not just say it? I thought it was fun. I mean, there's nothing we could do about it. The sun is where it is. You know, we were pretty limited with what we could do camera-wise. I you know what, Jesse? That is not fair, because I know Hunter is very sensitive. I'm well aware he might be more sensitive than you and Jason. I tell Hunter does a great job, and I have made sure to tell him that because I believe it.
You mentioned it several times last night.
Yes.
Just not in the fourth inning.
Do we want to be interactive or not? Do we want to talk and listen to our fans, or do we want to ignore them? I want to bring them in. That was what was on the chat that I don't know why I could all of a sudden see the chat last night. I can't during the
a
show,
miracle.
But I could see it last night. Weird, huh?
I'm just glad that you guys did that. Again, if you missed out on the broadcast, you can find it on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. The entirety is there. There are some pretty
except
funny
the top
moments.
Of the first.
yes, exactly. It was enjoyable. I got a kick out of it, and I appreciate everybody that tuned in and watched it live as well. We need to wrap up the weekend, wrap up the show with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is our crew.
Yo, one. Daz, a liner into right center field. Down for a base hit. How about the legacy coming through?
Listen to every Brewers game this season on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Born and raised under the.
We're going to go long here. Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. We start with Tausch and the game that he and Jesse called yesterday.
Yeah, it was fun. Jesse and I, we had a lot of laughs out there. And it was one of the things I love about high school sports is the community. It brings everybody together. And you have Middleton and Sun Prairie who are big-time rivals. Doesn't matter what sport. The Cards want to beat the Cards. That's just how this goes. And I love the fact they, a while ago, decided to come together and to have this game. They alternate, so next year Sun Prairie will host, and they as a group come together, they work together, they get auction items, and they raise money for cancer research. I love that. It is everything that's great about sports, so kudos to the Sun Prairie and Middleton communities for doing this year in and year out.
Amen. Two quick things from me. One, speaking of auctions, castingthenumber4kids.org, our friend Marco Siki has his annual event to support UW Carbone Cancer Center and the AmFam Children's Hospital. Castingthenumber4kids.org. You can bid on some of the items that are still there and obviously get out on a boat. And secondly, congratulations and thank you for your service to Brian Anderson. I was watching him and Stan Van Gundy call his last game of an NBA season because obviously the NBA is leaving TNT. That means we get more Brian Anderson and we'll get him at Roland Garros, which obviously our tennis correspondent Mark Tauscher will get to enjoy.
Can he do Cardinals versus cancer next week?
would he like to do it with Tausch and be interrupted by him? That's it for us today. We will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.